Hello, ladies. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you today. Today, I want to talk to you about something that keeps coming up every time we start talking about breakups. And it is something that so many women struggle with. And it could be actually one of the reasons why we go back. Why so many women go back after a breakup and then a new pattern is formed where they have a breakup and then they go back and then they have a breakup and then they go back again. And that comes from this, from what I want to talk to you about today, and that is loneliness. So today I want to talk to you about loneliness after a breakup. And I can definitely relate to this because I remember when I was going through the breakup, the worst experience of my life that, you know, almost cost me my life. A few years ago, I was by myself in a foreign country where I was doing my postmaster's internship in an ungovernment organization, nonprofit organization, where they do research for education projects. And I was there by myself. I didn't speak the language. And it was during one of the worst winters I've ever had in like 20 years. I was like, lucky me. And if you don't know anything about me, I come from, a hot place. And to be able to survive in a severe winter like that, while going through a breakup and struggling with depression, it was such a difficult time. It was one of the worst times, actually, if not the worst times of my entire life. I had so much doubt. I had so much pain. And I was struggling and I was trying to figure it out, but I was so lonely and I felt so isolated from people because I was just by myself in that foreign country. I did not even speak the language of the country. So it was difficult for me to connect to people there because most of them don't speak English. And even the ones who do, I did not really have a good connection with. And of course, when you're traveling, when you're far and you're going through something like this, sometimes it's difficult for you to just pick up the phone and start talking to one of your friends or a family member, because you don't want them to feel, to be worried, about you. You don't want them to say, hey, like, I wonder what's going on with her. Like, you know, she's all by herself and, you know, like people start freaking out and they start to get worried and you don't want them to feel that way. And so what do? You just keep, you know, you just have to deal with it yourself because you can't reach out to the people that maybe can comfort you or support you. And because I was so lonely at that place, I remember at one night I had, it was so tough. It was so bad. I was crying uncontrollably. And I broke down on the floor in the middle of the night and I just cried my gut out. I could barely gasp for, a breath. I was gasping for breath and I was just ugly crying, like literally, you know, just break down. And I didn't know what to do. I did not know how to handle the pain that I was going through. I did not know what was wrong. And I did not know anyone at that point, at that moment, who could just give me a hand or help me out or lift me up. So I just cried and cried and cried and cried until I got so exhausted. And then I just did the only thing that came to my mind back then, and that was to just cry, to just pray. Just pray. I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed again. And I just talked to God. I just say, hey, God, like, please let me. I have no clue. I have no clue. I have no idea what is happening, what's going on, or why is it happening? What's happening to me? What's wrong with me? I questioned myself and I said, please, God, just help me out. I don't want to spend the rest of my life in that pain. I don't want to be in a place where I'm always struggling and I'm always depressed. And I'm always anxious. I was sick. I was sick and tired of feeling that way about myself and about my life. And I was so ready to do whatever it took to just get myself out of that pain. And so being lonely means, at least to me, it means isolating. It means not talking, not opening up about how you feel or the struggle, the pain that you're going through. It means not being able to connect with other people through your pain. Because, you know, one of the things that I found out later is that pain and struggle connects us. And sometimes we connect to people. The people we connect to the most are the ones who have been through the struggle and the pain that we're going through. Because we know and we're quite sure that they get us, that they understand us, that they know how it really feels. Because one of the fears that I had back then was that if I talk to someone, he or she is not going to get me, is not going to understand what I'm talking about, where I'm coming from, or what does that mean? So I started to question myself and to question the validity of my problems. And I say, like, well, guess what? There are people who had bigger problems. Absolutely. Does that mean that my problems were not real problems? Absolutely not. They were real. They're valid. And all I needed to do is just to find someone who could relate to my pain, to my struggle, because that was the person I could connect to. That was the person that I could open up to and then confidently say, hey, like, this person gets me. This person really gets how I feel and the struggle that I'm going through. Yes. And so loneliness does not really, it does not necessarily mean that you're just by yourself. Because, I mean, I've always loved spending time with myself, and so many of those times I did not feel lonely. So even though I was just by myself, I did not feel lonely because I knew that at any point I could just, you know, pick up the phone and call someone, like one of my friends or family members, and I know that I could connect to her, and that they would get me, they would support me. So being by yourself does not necessarily mean that you are alone. And right now, I mean, in general, in my life, I like to spend time by myself. I love it. I have so many things that I do that bring joy to my heart, that make me feel that I'm really connected to something bigger than just myself. So even though I spend a lot of time by myself, but I don't have this loneliness, this sense of isolation anymore, because I know that we are all connected, not only through pain or struggle, but also through joy and the experience of being a human being. And so my invitation to you really is to just reflect on the experience that you're going through right now, especially if you're going through a breakup or a divorce. I want you to reflect on that and just ask yourself, do you really feel lonely? Do you feel you're isolated from others? And that if you talk to someone, your biggest fear is that if you talk to someone, he or she would not get you. He or she would not understand what you mean or what you're talking about, or they cannot relate. And therefore, you're afraid of being judged, or you're afraid of being, of like people feeling sorry for you. You don't want them to pity you. You really want the connection and appreciation and the understanding that comes from someone who has been through the pain. And once you get the clarity, once you get the realization that you are lonely, meaning isolated, versus being alone, just being yourself or enjoying having some time for yourself, that is the first step. Because if you know that you like to spend time with yourself, but you're not necessarily feeling alone, then that's fantastic. I mean, it's good for you. You're on the right track. Just keep doing it and keep finding even more things that support you and make you feel like that, not alone at all. And versus, on the other hand, if you feel that you're lonely or you're isolated, remember this. Well, first of all, remember this. We are all human beings, and every human being who ever walked on this planet has struggled and suffered from something. And therefore, your struggle and pain is valid. It's not imagination. You're not crazy. You're not making it up. You're not making a big deal out of it. It really is a struggle and a pain. So know that you're not alone in this, that pain and struggle and suffering connects us all. And number two, give yourself a chance to find people who are going through the same pain and challenge that you're going through and connect to them. Because these are the people who are more likely to support you, to understand you, to cheer you up, to cheerlead you. Why? Because they know how it feels. Because they know how it feels. They have been through the struggle, or they are still going through the struggle. And they know the nuances of how it feels like to be going through that experience, to have suffered from that pain. And that's why I want to invite you to join our private Facebook community by going to the link that you find in the description of this episode, because I know this is a place where you can connect to like-minded people, to women, beautiful women like yourself, who are struggling with a breakup or a divorce. They know how it feels. They know the pain. They know the struggle. They feel lonely like yourself. They're questioning themselves. They're questioning their self-worth. And they have made the decision to shift things around and to learn something from their pain and not to allow it to destroy their entire life. They're not allowing it to define their future. So please, I highly invite you and encourage you to join us in our private Facebook community by going to the link that you find in the description of this episode. This is a place where I show up every day live. I tell you and I share with you exercises and techniques and strategies and the philosophies that helped me to go from being severely depressed and even suicidal to where I am today, having so much appreciation, so much joy, and so much love for life, and a deep desire to help and support those who are going through the same pain. So please just take a moment and go join us on our private Facebook community. I know this is a place where you're not going to regret that you showed up. It's free. You don't have to pay a dime for it. But this is a place where you're going to get so much clarity, so much support, and so much understanding of what you're going through and how you can navigate this difficult and tough time without allowing it to define the rest of your life. So please, I highly encourage you and invite you to take a moment to join our private Facebook community. This is a place where you're going to get so much support that you cannot even get from the people who are the closest to you, like your family members or your friends, because you're afraid if you open up about your pain, people will not get you. So this is a place where you know for sure that people will get you, understand you, to support you, cheerlead you, because they are going through the same pain. I have been through the same struggle, and I know how it feels like. It could be lonely, it could be painful, and therefore, I don't want you to go through this path by yourself, because it could even be more difficult than it really is. Just please take a moment, join our private Facebook community. You're not going to regret it. And show up for yourself. Do the exercises that I share with you every day. Take care of yourself. And I look forward to talking to you again next time. Bye for now.